Wouldn't it be awesome if there was a way to kind of swap out one area of your life that you were less thrilled with? What if you could just simply choose or select that area? Possibly it would be your appearance. Maybe it would be something involving your personality. Or possibly it was related to your income or your occupation, and you could just change it out and get a new little module stuck in that would improve your life dramatically. That would be probably ideal to us in many respects. In a sense, it would be almost like having a fresh start again. Well, that's what our theme for the year is all about. Our theme is Born Again in 2010. It's so simple, it's so nice, it's so clean, isn't it, huh? And it's exciting, because we all like fresh starts. We like to have it reset when we've messed up, right? You know, for instance, we have New Year's resolutions. How many have made a New Year's resolution? Oh, come on. We gave up on all that, I guess, huh? Well, okay, I made a New Year's resolution. I have not been very happy with myself physically. I should not be carrying extra weight. I was a bad boy the last 6 months of 2009, and I put on like an extra 15 to 20 pounds. I let myself go. So I decided I'm going to try something a little bit more radical. It's going to be intense. And I hope I have the strength of mind and willpower to carry it out. You know, Connie and I have been discussing it, whether it's too extreme and I'll get discontented and quit on it. And I don't know. It's worth a try. My New Year's resolution is going to be to drink nothing but water in 2010, except for milk. Milk will be my alternative beverage. And one of the reasons why, obviously, is because I'm going to try to lose this extra 15 pounds or so. Now, we are going to have a fast taking place in January here, and in fact, that starts next weekend, okay? So we encourage you to join us in that, and we have information sheets out on the tables, and you can modify the fast and cut down on certain fun foods, or else you can do it more seriously. Tailor this. Please tailor this to your health concerns and needs. We don't want diabetics going on any major fast, things like that. But we encourage you to participate in it with us and spend time that you would be eating in prayer and devotions. You'll find it to be a fantastic experience. And we did this last year. Several people joined us in this from the congregation, and we invite you to do it again this year. So during that time, I will be eating like fruit smoothies and things like that. I'm not going to be eating, drinking only water because I'll need other nutrition, okay? Now, that's going to start on January 10th, Sunday the 10th, and that's going to go until the 31st if you want to do a 21-day fast. If you want to do shorter. You don't tailor it to yourself here, okay? And make this a time of commitment between yourself and the Lord, all right? Now, aside from that, I'm going to see if I can do it. Part of it is I just want to see if I can do it, see if I have the discipline to hold through to this for a whole year, just to drink water, nothing but water and milk. It should be interesting. Now, we make New Year's resolutions because we want a fresh start. We want to start over again, you know? When you're a kid in school, one of the most necessary statements a teacher could make, you know, when you were a kid and you messed up on a paper or something, and the teacher came and said, here's a fresh sheet of paper, you know, whoa, good, we got to start over on this project, you know. Convicts who are released from prison, they need to have rehabilitation, you know, they need to have a fresh start once again, all right? Well, our theme, Born Again in 2010, focuses on the fact that we have been given a fresh start with God. We've gotten to start over once again. And it is a sweeping change. It's not a minor thing. Let's take a look at our theme verse for the year. Our theme verse, chapter 1, starting at, actually it's only one verse, verse 23. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, and through the living and enduring Word of God. Excuse me. Still have a little bit of that tickle from my cold last week. All right, let's read that verse together. This is our theme verse for the year. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. One of the things we want to do this year is we want to grow in our appreciation of being born again. The word born again, or the phrase born again, is synonymous with having received Jesus Christ. It means that you have faith in Christ. So, I would assume, based on how I know most of the people here tonight, that everyone has been born again. Well, then why focus on being born again in 2010 when we've already been born again? Because we always need to grow in our appreciation of having been born again. When it's something that happened when you were an infant, when you were a child, and you don't have memories of it, it's easy to take it for granted. In the same way that when you're a child growing up in mom and dad's house, it's easy to take for granted all of the blessings that are given to you. The food, the clothing, everything else. When do you get to appreciate it? When you're out on your own. When you have to fend for yourself, then you start to appreciate what's been done for you. And in the same way, this year, we're going to focus on gaining appreciation for having been born again in the faith. How do you gain appreciation for having that love that's been shown to you by God? You know why? How? By having to show the same kind of forgiving love to someone else. See? Then you grow an appreciation of how you've been loved and forgiven. How do you grow in appreciation for someone who has given you the knowledge of God and who has taught you? Well, you grow in appreciation by growing somebody else and sharing someone else and seeing how much time and investment is put into it. Then you start to appreciate. So I want us to value more and more the fact that we have been born again in Christ, because this changes everything. This gives us a whole new future. One of the best illustrations of being born again is that of adoption. And it is an illustration that is used in the New Testament, that we have been adopted as God's children. Everything changes for that kid. They no longer have the same future. They have new parents. They have a new name. They have a new set of lifetime goals and priorities that are established by the new parents. They have new potential given to them. And their whole course of their life has changed. In the same way, being born again in Christ means everything about our future is changed. Now God is directing us in different paths than we would have taken otherwise. And we have different goals, different priorities, and different outcomes in our life than without Christ. The best part about it is that God has tied in with this being born again an eternal component, that of life eternal. And one of the things I love about verse 23 is where it says here, we've been born again not of perishable seed, but of imperishable. Well, you were born once already a perishable seed. The perishable seed is the sexual reproduction of humans. It's the physical birth that we have. And we already got that once, and we're finding out that's not going to cut it long term. We're going to end up dying. We need something a little bit beyond the physical birth. And so God has seen to it that we are born again of something not physical, not something perishable, but something imperishable. A spiritual rebirth. And this takes us for a moment to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So go to 1 Corinthians 15, page 1791. Page 1791, 1 Corinthians 15. You see, that exact same phrase is used, perishable and imperishable. Those words are used by Paul. It's almost as though this was a standard illustration for the early Christian educators. Peter uses this phrase, Paul uses this phrase, in order to describe the change, the transition that's taken place in the life of a person who has become a Christian. And so they say, Paul here says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50, I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood, see, the perishable, cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. That's the goal of God. That's the gift of God in having people be born again. You know, we said earlier that we have to pray for Judy. She's facing the horror of cancer. And we don't know how this is going to play out. We beg God and we plead with God to give her more time with us and with her husband. But we don't know how long she has. Well, you know what the ultimate comfort of the Christian is? Is that by being born again in the Spirit, even though the body fails, God has made us imperishable in our spirit, and that He will raise us up again. That's what this chapter in 1 Corinthians 15 is talking about. It's talking about that you were born again spiritually, though your body is dying. Once this body has died, God's going to pull another amazing feat, which is you will be born again to life eternal. That's the joy of being born again, of having faith in Jesus Christ. So, man, do we need to appreciate that and grow in our understanding and our love for that concept. So that's part of what we're going to do this year, is grow in appreciation of being born again. The other thing we're going to be doing is trying to help others become born again. You know, our theme in 2001 was disciple someone in 2001. That's been almost a decade ago that we had that theme. In that year, we had a specific emphasis on trying to connect with somebody, trying to hook up with somebody and to say, I'm going to disciple you. I want to try to lead you to a closer relationship to God. I want you to become a student of Jesus. This year, we have the same emphasis, where we want to see someone have their life born again, where they have not been committed to Jesus. They have not put their faith in God, and we want to help lead them to become born again. Now, I would like for us, just like we did in 2001, to make it very obvious to these people. There's no advantage in trying secret tactics and things like this. Just tell this individual, I'd like for you to experience what it's like to be born again. I'd like for you to have faith in Christ. I'd like for you to have the assurance of God's love and forgiveness in Jesus. Tell them right up front. Tell them you'd like for them to have that life-changing experience. And here's the key. Look for individuals that need a fresh start. People are most receptive. People are most open to receiving the gospel in this invitation to come with us to worship, to come with us to a Bible class, to join with us in worshiping Jesus. They're most receptive when things are going wrong, when things are going bad in their life. They need a new start. Who is the master of new starts in life? Who is the one that can remake you? Is it not Jesus? Is it not the Lord who can give you the new life? That's what it means to be born again, to make everything new. So look for these individuals and use this as a great opportunity to lead someone to have a fresh start, to be born again in Jesus. So that's the goal this year, is that we enjoy the experience and appreciate that God has given us a fresh start in Jesus, but also that we'll enjoy sharing it, and that we'll look for somebody that we can help to lead to be born again in 2010. Amen.